Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, folks. And as you know, as I said earlier, I'm down here working with the SBA. I'm a member of the National Advisory Council, and they're having a pretty good-sized meeting with their regional and district and statewide executives and managers for the SBA. The newest administrator, Steve Preston, is here with us and conducting the meeting along with his other folks, and he's our guest right now. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, before we get into our discussion, you know, I'm on the 20th floor of this hotel, the Wyndham Hotel here. I'm overlooking the crescent part of the Mississippi River. It's a beautiful view I have here now of the river. And Mr. Administrator, I'm looking at there's a cloud kind of in the southeast of the city, and there's a magnificent silver lining as the sun comes up in the east. There's an absolutely magnificent. Can you see that?
I can. It's beautiful.
There's an absolutely magnificent silver lining coming up over that. I really would like to think that that's a good omen for this place. What do you think?
I would love to. I think... There's a lot happening down here, but as you know, Jim, they've got a very long way to go. But the other thing that I've noticed looking out on the Mississippi here is how much activity there is in terms of barges and other kind of river traffic.
The commerce, the industrial commerce seems to be doing pretty well. The commercial commerce, not so much.
Yeah. Now, I don't have any statistics for down here, but, you know, a very significant portion of the population, and I think it's roughly half, is still gone.
Yeah.
Out of the city. And as a result, it's been a real challenge for people both to hire because so many of the people, their former employees are still gone from the city, and to find customers. And so a lot of businesses are having challenges both from the production side and from the customer side.
Well, you know, Mr. Minister, as you know, yesterday, the SBA arranged for the NAC to have a tour of the neighborhoods, and which we did. We took about a four-hour tour of the neighborhoods, which I think you have been on. And one year later, Mr. Administrator, there are, you know, I saw very few people living in trailers, a few people living in trailers in front of their houses, but not that many. I'm going to say, just in my own, you know, observation, that less than 10% of the houses that I saw will ever be inhabited as they stand. And all the rest of them, in my opinion, are going to have to be bulldozed down. And I'm talking about, you know, neighborhood after neighborhood. What do you think?
Well, I can't really speak to how many of them are going to be re-inhabited. But I took a similar trip with some people I knew back in March. And I think what is hard for people to imagine, unless they've actually done it, is the scope of the damage.
Yeah.
When you look at the degree of damage in an individual neighborhood, it's shocking. But people have seen so many pictures and so much footage. For me, that wasn't the most surprising part. The most surprising part is you can get in a car and drive for 3 or 4 hours and barely see a house that's inhabited.
Right.
Because they're empty, as you saw, Jim. Many of them are, you know, the ones that have been treated are down to the studs. The ones that haven't are kind of suffering the damage of a year's worth of inactivity. But therein lies the issue. The housing stock isn't back. People don't have a place to come back to live. A lot of them have moved outside of the center, the actual New Orleans proper area. So we do have a lot of people kind of commuting in from a little further out now.
But our bus driver told us he's 66 years old. He's lived in New Orleans since he was 4 years old, so he's lived here 62 years. And he moved after the hurricane. He moved towards Baton Rouge, probably about 30 minutes or so. And And I asked him, I said, are you planning to come back? By the way, we drove within two blocks of his home. He has a home there in near Chalmette, and this, it was totally destroyed by the, in terms of the rising water, not blown away, but by the rising water. And I asked him, I said, do you plan to ever come back after 62 years of living here? He said, I'll never live in New Orleans again.
Mm.
So that was kind of a sad note there. But here's, let's talk about something else. Sort of related to this, but something regarding the SBA. What is the SBA doing? What can the SBA do to help these people down here?
Well, I got to tell you, the SBA is doing a lot, and the SBA has already approved $10.5 billion in loans for businesses throughout the Gulf. And
Pardon me, Mr. Minister, can we put that in perspective? Tell the audience, how many total dollars of loans have been approved since the SBA has been making loan guarantees?
This is specifically the disaster loan program, Jim. We also have the guaranteed bank loan program, which is in place at the same time. But to put it in perspective, $10.5 billion for this disaster would compare with $4 billion for the entire San Francisco Northridge earthquakes, mm-hmm. 10 or 12 years ago, and would probably be more than four times what we experienced in 2004 when Florida was hit with four consecutive hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when you look at the staff in our disaster operation, it went from 800 to over 4,000 over a period of months to handle the volume. So it is very, very significant. And when you look at the overall federal kind of spending package down here, which includes infrastructure projects and grant money and educational support, I think the total federal money that's been approved has been $110 billion, and we're over $10 billion of that. So
a lot of people don't know, Mr. Administrator, that they didn't know, maybe at least before Katrina, maybe they know now, that part of the SBA charter, part of your job is disaster relief, not only for small businesses, but also for homeowners.
That's right. And in fact, when you look at the home loans that we've approved, it's a much more significant part of the volume. It's probably 80% of the volume that we do.
The question, though, Mr. Administrator, as we go to a break, is you've approved the home loans, but will the people take advantage of them and move back? That's the big question I think New Orleans is waiting on right now. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Administrator Steve Preston of the Small Business Administration. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Say that last just as the time bell rang. Life is a gamble, all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go and roll the dice. You only live twice.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Preston, who's the administrator of the SBA. And Mr. Administrator, one of the things that, and by the way, I'm broadcasting live from New Orleans as we're down here at an SBA conference, and I'm a member of the NAC, the National Advisory Council, but they've allowed us to tag on to, Mr. Administrator, you're a national meeting for all of your state and regional managers, and I'll tell you, over the years, I'm in my ninth year of supporting the SBA pretty actively, Mr. Administrator, and I'll tell you, I've made a lot of good friends, and I am so impressed with the caliber of people that the SBA has been able to find to be career members of the SBA. And I want to congratulate you on behalf of the folks who work for you. Small business owners, I wish they could get to know more of your management.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Jim, one of the things I've been doing over the last 8 weeks since I've been in the job is getting out into the field, meeting people in our district offices, listening to their concerns, meeting businesses in many of the localities that we serve, and holding forums where I can tell people, what I'm about and how I'm looking at driving the agency forward, and then stop and listen. And as you can appreciate, being in the small business world for many, many years, Small business owners are very vocal, and they have very strong views, and it's because, you know, the issues they have, they live every day,
right?
And which is terrific. And when I get out there, one of the things they're often very vocal about is, in a positive way, the tremendous support they get from our people. I hear story after story where people say things like, I wouldn't be in business if it weren't for Alice. She helped me through this. I wouldn't be where I am today. My business has grown dramatically because I got help from somebody in your district office or from one of our partners. And I have to tell you, you know, coming into this job, you sort of think of you know, kind of walking into a role in a big institution in Washington. But what has been so gratifying here is to see it's not just a big institution in Washington. It is hands and fingers across the country,
oh, yeah,
touching people, touching small business owners day in and day out by people who really care. And
well, the SBA is not the administrator. It's it's Stan in Utah, and it's Bob in Phoenix, and it's those folks out there doing the jobs that a lot of people, you know, and you know, unfortunately. And as you may remember, Mr. Administrator, I'm one of those people. If it hadn't been for the SBA to give me a little bit of a leg up when I needed one, I wouldn't be here right now. And I'm proud to say that. And the thing is, though, is in one of my jobs, one of the things I want to do is I want to help every small business owner know about what's available to them, whether it be just maybe a little bit of information. It doesn't have to be a loan guarantee. Could just be a little bit of help, a little bit of information, maybe a continuing education course or something like that. Maybe just use the website. There, you guys have a lot of powerful information and resources that are available to small business owners, and I want to help folks know about that.
I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, as many people as there are that know us and use our services, when I am out meeting with small business owners, many of them have questions and issues that we're prepared to help them with, but they just don't know that we're out there. Or they know about our lending programs, but they don't know about our counseling and training programs.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the message out there for us is very important, because that's what helps us be more effective.
Between the SBDCs, the SCORE counselors, the Women's Business Centers, the actual SBA offices around the country, there's a lot of help there. And the website is sba.gov, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand you guys you're going to be rolling out a new website before too long.
Well, we're working on some modifications, and they're not quite complete. And as you probably appreciate, any website is sort of more of a journey than an end game. But one of the things I think we really need to do over time is make the website a little easier to navigate. There's so much great stuff on it, and then I'm also thinking we may want to do kind of a couple of different websites that are more directed towards specific things. You know, for example, SCORE has their own website. And I know they market it separately, and they use that to help people uniquely in the service they provide. So I think there's some things we can do to be a little bit more targeted in our website and maybe be a little easier to use. But it's a very rich resource.
What is your number one priority over the next 12 months as the administrator of the SBA?
Well, let me tell you, there are a number of things we're trying to accomplish here, but... Let me change your question a little bit. Over the next 3 months, let me tell you what we're focusing very, very hard on right now. I committed to the Small Business Committee in the Senate and to the four senators, primary senators here in the Gulf region, that I would give everything I have to fixing any issues we have in our disaster lending operation. We have gotten, as we were just talking about a second ago, just an avalanche of loan applications. And the people here, and I might add the people before I got here, did a yeoman's job,
right,
of expanding systems capacity, hiring people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we still have a lot of loans that haven't been dispersed yet. And so we are in the middle of a very energized, very focused game plan to bring all those disbursements up to date.
Mr. Administrator, I've got to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of our visit. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the job and for the good job that I know you're going to do. We're looking forward to working with you in the future.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Steve Preston, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA. Quick break. I'll be right back with Jennifer Hawthorne. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.